우리 모두가 고피찬나 발라바 기리바드 타리 Yashoda Nandana Dacha Chanarandana Yashoda Nandana Dacha Chanarandana Yashoda Nandana Dacha Chanarandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihara Ki Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihara Gopichana Vallabha Giribhara Thari Gopichana Vallabha Gopichana Vallabha Giribhara Thari Yashoda Nandana Raja Chanarandana Yashoda Nandana Raja Chanarandana Yashoda Nandana Raja Chanarandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari
Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parajik Jaya Sarasvata Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON Founder Chaya Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jaya
Namachaya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jaya
Vimsa Kaho Shri Krishna Taitanya Paramanita Manda Shri Vaita Kridad Shri Sarigur Bhakti
Jaya
Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki
Jaya
Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Mayapuna Vritam ki jai, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai, Ganga Devi ki jai, Yamuna Devi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki jai, Nittai Go Premanande Harivo, O glorious to Samaravadis, Hare Krishna, O glorious to Samaravadis, Hare Krishna, O glorious to Samaravadis, Hare Krishna. O glorious to Shishi Guru and Gauranga, O glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Ghaura Bhaktavinda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Ghaura Bhakta Vinda So reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita verses Madhya Leela chapter 9 verses 219 to 222, chapter entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. So we have I recite verses up to 222, and we'll do 222 together.
Tamra parni snan kari, tamra parni tire, naya tripati dheki bhule kutahale.
Translation. There were 9 temples of Lord Vishnu at Naya Tripati, on the bank of the river Tamra parni. And after bathing in the river, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities with great curiosity and wandered on. Purport. The 9 Vishnu temples known as Naya Tripati, in brackets, Nava Tirupati, are situated in and around Alva Tirunagarai. This is a town about 17 miles southeast of Tirunavelli. All the deities of the temples assemble together during a yearly festival in the town.
Chiyadatala tete dhekish dheki Shri Ram Lakshmana Tilakanchi asi kailo Shivardharashana.
After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a holy place known as Chiyadatala, where he saw the deities of the 2 brothers, Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman. He then proceeded to Tilakanchi, where he saw the temple of Lord Shiva. Purport. Chiyadatala is sometimes known as Cheratala. It is near the city of Kaila, and there is a temple there dedicated to Lord Sri Ramachandra and his brother Lakshman. Tilakanchi, Tenkasi, is about 30 miles northeast of the city of Tirunavelli.
Gajendra Mukshana Tete Dheki Vishnumurti Panagadi Tete Asi Dhekila Sitapati.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited the holy place named Gajendra Mukshana, where he went to a temple of Lord Vishnu. He then came to Panagadi, a holy place, where he saw the deities of Lord Ramachandra and Sita. The Gajendra Mukshana temple is sometimes mistaken for a temple of Lord Shiva. It is about 2 miles south of the city of Kavera, Nagakoil. Actually, the deity is not of Lord Shiva, but of Vishnu. Banagadi, Banakudi, is about 30 miles south of Tirunavelli. Formerly, the temple there contained the deity of Sri Ramachandra. But later, the devotees of Lord Shiva replaced Lord Ramachandra with a deity of Lord Shiva named Rameshwara, or Ram Linga Shiva. Okay, so today's verse.
Chamatapure Asidheki Shri Ram Lakshmana Shri Vaikunte Asi Kaila Vishnu Dharashana. Cham tapure asid heki Shri Ram Lakshmana.
Cham tapure asid heki Shri Ram Lakshmana. Shri
Vaikunthe asi kailo Vishnu Dharashana.
Shri Vaikunthe asi kailo Vishnu Dharashana.
Cham tapure asid heki Shri Ram Lakshmana. Shri Vaikunthe Asi Kaila Vishnu Darshan. Chamtapure Asi Dheki Shri Ram Lakshman. Shri Vaikunthe Asi Kaila Vishnu Dharashan. Chamtapure to Chamtapur. Asi, coming. Deki, seeing. Shri Rama Lakshman. Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman. Shri Vaikunthe Asi. Coming to Shri Vaikuntha. Koila did. Vishnu Dharashana. Sing the temple of Lord Vishnu. Translation. Later the Lord went to Jamtapure, where he saw the deities of Lord Ramchandra and Lakshmana. He then went to Sri Vaikuntha and saw the temple of Lord Vishnu there. Purport. Jamtapura, sometimes called Jenganur, is located in the state of Kerala. A temple of Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman is located there. Sri Vaikuntha, about 4 miles north of Alwar, Tirunakarai, and 16 miles southeast of Tirunelveli, is situated on the bank of Tamraparni River. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Gyanan Timirandasya Gyanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militamina Tasmay Shri Guruvaya Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupha Kutami Yam Dati Swapitantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamla Shri Gurum Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Shakshatam Sagana Lagunatam Vitamtam Sachivam Sadhvetam Savadutam Prijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lidita Shri Visakam Vitamishcha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Kata Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Shute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Pancha kalpa durvisha kipashnu vecha patitanam pavanebhyo vishnu vebhyo maha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Kshaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vidante Swahiti Narayana Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pujanini Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Vashtadavade Sadaniya Jai Shri Krishna Jaitanya Paramanityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Sadi Guru Bhaktanya Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, this chapter, we're seeing Lord Chaitanya traveling to different holy places. And there's many
things that we can learn from this. But what we see here also is that Lord Chaitanya is offering respects to Lord Ram, Lakshman. He's offering respects to Lord Shiva. So what we learn from this is also he's teaching us how to, because as well as Lord Chaitanya being the Supreme Lord, he's also manifesting as a devotee of the Lord. And through his example, through his instructions, he teaches us how to act as devotees. And so we see when we see Lord Chaitanya when he comes before Lord Shiva, although technically speaking classified as a demigod, yet still he's offering respects, because when Lord Chaitanya is seeing him, he's seeing him as Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, as the greatest Vaishnava. The other thing we also see is when Lord Chaitanya is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that particularly when he travels to South India, that he manifested a mercy that he never manifested in Navadvip. And particularly we see that the quality of compassion is very evident in the interactions and pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we see throughout this chapter how he liberates the impersonalists, he liberates the brahmanas, and we understand that he took the sannyas for this purpose. And particularly this is the future of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's the, as Prabhupada translates, the munificent incarnation of the Lord. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Padayate. So this is the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna asked Kaviraj, trying to learn this verse, he puts it very nicely. He says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dhaya Vichara Kariha Vichara Karite Chitte Pave Chamatkar. He said that if one is inclined to vichar, if one is inclined to speculate, or if one is inclined to argue, or one likes to engage in logic, then one should apply this logic to Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Dhaya. What's Dhaya? Mercy. So if you want to speculate, argue, and analyze, then one should analyze the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what's the result? Vichara karite chitte pabe chamatkar. Chamatkar means that one is absorbed in wonder. So this will be the result. If you meditate on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you really deeply try to understand the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll be struck by wonder. So this is the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kripa or mercy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives many examples of how this mercy is manifest. He even goes so far to say that if one doesn't accepts Krishna but does not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one is a demon. He goes so far to say that. And he gives an interesting example. He gives the example of Jarasandha. And Jarasandha, he was, I mean, we understand him as the enemy of Krishna. But from another perspective, he was a very cultured person. From the perspective of following Vedic culture, he was very strict. We understand how he met his end was that the Pandavas and Krishna appeared as Brahmanas, and he offered them anything they wanted, and they requested a wrestling match. So he was very charitable. He performed yajnas and rituals, and it's described that he was worshipping Vishnu. So he's actually worshipping Vishnu. And Vishnu is an expansion of Krishna. But at the same time, Krishna was his enemy. And in that sense, he was considered a demon. So in the same way, Krishnadas Kaviraj says that in his ecstasy, he says that anyone that, you may accept Krishna, but if you don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then in my eyes, you're a demon. So he goes so far to say this. And then he begins to speak about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he explains that the Hare Krishna Mantra, you know, gives us the supreme benediction. By chanting Hare Krishna, one, Brahma Pumata Mahan, the goal of life, Krishna Prem, is manifest. But he says, generally speaking, because we chant the Hare Krishna Mantra offensively, the result does not manifest. In fact, he says, Bahu Janmakari Yadi Shavanaketane Tabutana Paya Krishna Prem Premadan. He explains that one can be chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for many millions of lifetimes and not receive the fruit of the chanting. I mean, it's quite a... We should learn from this that we may be performing the act of chanting Hare Krishna, but if we're offensively chanting, then the result will not come. In fact, I remember Bhaktivedanta Purnaswami, he was saying that there's Mayavadis in South India that chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna. So chanting Hare Krishna simply is not enough, but this has to be a certain quality. And he explains that in this age, to be free from offences, one has to chant the Pancham Tattva Mantra before the Hare Krishna Mantra. And it's the principle that he's explaining, is that one has to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to receive the mercy of Krishna. You know, Krishna is, as we hear, he's more interested in justice, right? And he's a little reluctant to give Krishna prayer because Shishi Vanayashwara ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Valadev Shubhra ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Shigiri Govardhana ki jai. So Krishna is a little reluctant because he becomes bound by that love, he becomes controlled by that love. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described, he freely gives this same love. It's said that the Pancha Tattva, they break open, right, the storehouse of love of God, and they plunder it. I imagine, like, a picture is being painted that, you know, it's like a thief comes and steals something very valuable. So also the Pancha Tattva, which is, they come and they break open the doors that are standing between this love that's contained in the storehouse. And it's described that they take these fruits themselves and they become intoxicated, but they also share them. And I'll touch on this a little later. Krishnadas Kaviraj, he explains again and again how the chanting of the names of Gauranga, the chanting of the names of Lord Nityananda, create or generate great mercy. And in fact, I was explaining this to the other devotees the other day, was that there's this group, and Prabhupada describes them as Prakriti Sahajas, and they don't follow the rules and regulations so strictly, but they chant Nitai Go Radesham. I mean, there's different versions within Hare Krishna Hare Ram. They concoct this mantra, and it's actually Rasa Bas, because Nitai Go is not equivalent to Radesham. And in other places Prabhupada condemns it strongly. But in this one section Prabhupada says that even such individuals that chant this mantra, they sometimes experience ecstasy. Why? Because it's not the same ecstasy as when Krishna Prem fully blossoms. But they experience some resemblance. And why? Because they chant the names of Nitai Gaur. They may not even follow the rules regularly, strictly. So this is the potency of chanting the names of Gauranga. And the point that Krishnadas Kaviraj is making is that to approach Krishna, whether it's through the mantra, whether it's even if it's the form of Krishna, one has to go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's described also by Krishnadas Kaviraj that he gives a figurative example. He explains the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking to himself, "My name is Vishvambara." Anyone know what Vishvambara means?
Maintainer of the universe.
And so, Mahaprabhu was thinking that my name is Vishvambara, I'm the maintainer of the universe. And so he's thinking, based on this, I should inundate the entire world with love of God. And so he adopts a certain profession. He decides to adopt a particular profession in this figurative example. And he adopts the dharma of Amalakar. And Amalakar is translated to be a gardener. He adopts the profession of a gardener. And he wants to cultivate a tree called the Bhakti Kalpataru, which is the desire tree of devotional service. So he takes a seed from the spiritual world and he plants it in London? No. He plants it first in Navadvip. He plants it in Navadvip. And then he waters this seed by it's described as Icha Pani. You know, we have this verse, Icha Dvesha Samundana. It's described in the Gita. Icha means desire or will. So he waters this tree by his sweet will. And it said that from this tree, the first person to manifest, or the first fructification of this seed is Madhavendra Puri. And from Madhavendra Puri, the second to fructify is Ishvara Puri. And then Lord Chaitanya manifests. And Lord Chaitanya manifests as the main trunk of this tree. And then it's described that this tree splits into two. It splits into Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda. And it's described that there's also roots that grow. And these roots represent nine sannyasis. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Puri, Keshava Bhati, like this. And it's said that from these two trunks, that Advaitacharya and Nityananda, many branches manifest. And many sub-branches manifest. And all these branches pervade the entire universe. And Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports that ISKCON is one of those branches. ISKCON is one of those branches. And he said that this tree, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that this tree is not an ordinary tree. Generally when you have a tree, the fruits only manifest in at the ends of the branches, right? But this tree, he says, is like a fig tree. And in a fig tree, the fruits manifest all over the tree. And Prabhupada gives a nice example. He says it's like a tree made of sugar. Tree made of sugar. Right? That was like some fantasy for some kids. But it's a tree made of sugar. And so wherever you bite, wherever you taste, it tastes sweet. And it's said that this tree tastes sweet because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's also the tree itself, and he's the trunk of the tree. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes this nectar widely. And it's described as a gardener, you know, when you garden and the fruits manifest, then you have to do something with the fruits, right? And if you're a businessman, you may decide to sell the fruits. And it's said that these fruits, Krishnadas Kaviraj says that these fruits, all the wealth in the entire three worlds cannot purchase these fruits. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what does he do? Does he charge half the price or a quarter? He says there's no cost. He gives them out freely. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the other consideration is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't discriminate who he gives to and who he doesn't. The scribe, patra patra vicharana hi nahi stana stana yaya naha payatane Krishna prem premadana. It is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't discriminate. Patra patra vicharana hi. He doesn't consider who is fit and who is not. Right? He doesn't say, okay, this person, because he comes from an aristocratic background, he's qualified to receive this. But he gives very freely. And he says, nahi stana stana, he doesn't consider whether a particular place is favorable or a place is unfavorable. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not discriminate. And the examples Prabhupada gives in the purport are Jagai and Madai. And he said that Jagai and Madai, they personify sin in the age of Kali. They personify sin. And back in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there weren't so many Jagai and Madais, there was only a few. But now in this world, today, Prabhupada says that this world, and this, especially London, is full of Jagai and Madais. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, he lived in a cultured society. So personalities like Jagai and Madai, they actually stood out. Right? But now, in today's time, you know, we stand out. If you practice any level of culture, they probably think we're Jagai and Madai, right? Because we're so strange and different. In those times, if someone was intoxicated, drinking alcohol or smoking, it was considered unusual and strange. Now, if you don't drink alcohol or or drink coffee. You know, someone asked me if I could come with them for coffee, and but it was so strange to them and unusual that you don't drink coffee. What's wrong with you? Or you don't, you know, socially drink alcohol, or you don't eat meat. I had someone. Someone thought they were vegetarian and they ate fish, and I thought so this is the kind of society we live in, where people are, where this kind of Vedic culture is very foreign to people. But we see that despite this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still freely disposing his mercy to others, and people are going from being sinners to saints because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The other aspect to this is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also, as Krishna Das Kaviraj is revealing the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking, you know, I'm just one person. How many fruits can I distribute? Right? And in my attempt to distribute these fruits to everyone, I may miss someone because I'm just one person. So he orders, he doesn't request, he orders everyone in this world to assist him in sharing these fruits with others. So I think it's quite interesting, because he doesn't request, but he orders. So we claim to be followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered us to assist him in performing this, or accomplishing this desire that he has to share these fruits with everyone in the world. The example sometimes given is just as the son inherits the riches of the father. So in the same way, we have to inherit the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's our duty and responsibility to express or share this compassion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come on this planet to share. And to do this, we have to be very tolerant, because most people are uncultured and most people don't understand what we're trying to give them. And the example that comes to mind of this, who sets the example, is Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, in one place Prabhupada says that different devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes manifest different qualities. And it's said that Sanatana Goswami, for example, personifies humility. Damodar Pandit personifies honesty. But it's said that Haridas Thakur manifests the quality of tolerance. And it's actually described Chaitanya, when Sanatana Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur, he says, apana achare kahe na karane prachar, prachar karane kahe na karane achar, achar prachar namane karya dui karya tumi sarva guru tumi jagatera arya. Sanatana Goswami explains to Haridas Thakur that some people, they perform, their achar is good, their example is good, but their prachar is bad, they can't speak well. Some people can adopt the principles of Krishna consciousness very well, but sometimes they don't present the teaching as well. Others, they present the teachings very well, but they do not apply the teachings in their life very well. But you, Haridas Thakur, you do both very well, acha and pracha. And because of this, tumi sarva guru, tumi jagatera arya, is explained that because of this, you are the guru of the entire world. And we see this in the life of Haridas Thakur, how so many times and so many occasions he teaches us how, in the ideal sense, we should deal with others. Before Haridas Thakur went to Shantipur, before he met Advaita Acharya, he was residing in Fulia. And in Fulia, he was known by all to be a great saint, a great devotee. Now, the Qazis were local magistrates of a particular region, and they would be answerable to the Nawab. And the local Qazi, who was a Muslim, was particularly worried, because he saw that Haridas Thakur was, in the eyes of others, was seen as a great saint. And he was worried, because Haridas Thakur was born in which family? A Muslim family. So he was thinking that if people become inspired by Haridas Thakur, all the Muslims may convert from Muslims to Hindus. So he was becoming concerned and worried. So he went to Nawab and explained his concern and worry. And so they spoke and discussed, and they decided to put Haridas Thakur into prison. So they put him into prison and hoping that they would keep Haridas quiet by doing this. But then the prisoners became inspired by Haridas Thakur and began to adopt the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In fact, the prisoners, in their minds, they were thinking, because they'd heard about Haridas Thakur, he was famous. And this is also natural that a great saint becomes famous. They'd heard about him and they were thinking, okay, now we're going to get the association of this sadhu. And by getting the association of this sadhu, because even the prisoners believed in karma, they thought, we'd become quickly freed. This is the cultured society. They thought, we'd quickly become freed from our sins and be released from prison. And so they asked Haridas Thakur for blessings. And Haridas Thakur in response said, may you always remain in the position that you are in right now. And so the prisoners became very disappointed because they wanted to become freed from the prison. But then Haridas Thakur explained and clarified what he meant by this. He meant remain in the position in that they were expressing humility and they were coming to a sadhu asking for blessings. And so sometimes in our lives also we can learn from this. We may have to go through intense suffering or disappointment or distress to actually have the right mood and spirit when we approach the Lord. Anyway, the Nawab and the Qazi were still getting worried because they saw the effect that Haridas Thakur had in this prison. So then they discussed again. And the Nawab, it's described, he approached Haridas Thakur. And upon approaching Haridas Thakur, he asked him, why is it that you've converted to a Hindu? You know, Islam, this Muslim religion, is a pure religion. Why are you adopting this inferior Hindu religion? And then Haridas Thakur, very good for interfaith, he says that God is one. God is one. And God has many, there's many ways to reach God. Just like some Brahmanas convert to Islam. Although I was born in a Muslim family, spontaneously I was attracted to the holy name of Krishna. What can I do? I have no independence in this. I can't stop chanting, even if I wanted to. And he says, punish me as you will. Punish me as you want. Kill me if you have to. And so then Nawab and Qazi discuss. And they decide that they will torture Haridas Thakur. And they decide that the punishment to be will be that they will publicly flog and torture Haridas Thakur in how many marketplaces? 22 marketplaces. And they wanted to do it publicly because they wanted to show that if any Muslim decided to convert to Hinduism, this would be the punishment that they would receive. So Haridas Thakur is punished. And so basically, the Nawab instructs two of his servants to perform this act. And it's described that normally anyone that would be punished and caned like this in two marketplaces would die. But Haridas Thakur was completely unaffected. And the individuals that were trying to punish Haridas Thakur were becoming a little worried because they were punishing Haridas Thakur, but he wasn't experiencing any pain. In fact, it's described that he was very jubilant and ecstatic. It's also described that at that point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended with his special weapon, the Sudarshan Chakra, and was ready to kill these individuals that were trying to torture Haridas Thakur. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't. Because Haridas Thakur in his heart and mind was praying for the Lord to forgive these individuals. He was explaining they do not know what they do. They're taking me as their enemy, but they do not understand what they're doing. And in fact, Haridas Thakur was wishing them well. And because of this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't do anything. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that the only way anything he could do was to cover Haridas Thakur. So when these individuals were caning Haridas Thakur, they weren't caning Haridas Thakur, they were caning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, believe it or not. And it's described later that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his back to Haridas Thakur and showed the wounds from this experience. And how does Thakurpapong sing this? Was he fainted, actually, it's described. But these individuals were trying to torture Haridas Thakur, and they saw nothing was happening, so they became more and more worried. And they were thinking, well, if Haridas Thakur returns in a perfectly normal state, then Nawabhu is going to think that we did nothing. We didn't punish him. And what will happen to us then? We will be killed. And so Haridas Thakur could understand this. And so then he decided to help them. So it's described that he put himself in a very deep trance on Krishna and feigned as if he was dead. And so they took this body of Haridas Thakur to Nawab. At ordinary, a Muslim is buried. But they said that this person has been very sinful, so he's not going to be buried. They said, throw him in the Ganga. Yeah. And so they took him to the Ganga, threw him in the Ganga. And generally, if you throw a dead body in the Ganga, and sometimes if you're bathing in the Ganga, a dead body may float by. But generally, it's on a wooden platform. But generally, if you throw a dead body in the Ganga, it will float to the bottom. But Haridas Thakur's body didn't float. It didn't go to the bottom. It just floated, and it floated to the other side of the bank. And then Haridas Thakur got up, walked, strolled along, and chanted Hare Krishna back to Fulia. So you can imagine the scene. And Nawab and the Qazi seeing this could understand the real position of Haridas Thakur, and approached Haridas Thakur, begged for forgiveness, and accepted him as a saint. And from then on, was it described that Haridas Thakur could roam freely chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So what we see from this is that Haridas Thakur was always tolerant, never had an enemy, had no envy for anyone. And so someone who wants to dispute the compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will receive obstacles and people that are not so favorable. But we see from this, it's a vital quality, especially living in Kali Yuga. It's also described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested this desire tree of devotional service. Because from one perspective, he wanted to taste the fruits of this tree. Right? We understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended, or Krishna descended in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to experience what it feels like to be a devotee. He wanted to experience the love that Srimati Radharani experiences. But he explains that, how many fruits can I take? You know, I'm just one person. How many fruits can I enjoy? Out of his compassion, he also wants to experience that same love that he's experiencing, that same joy he's experiencing in serving Krishna. He wants others to experience this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's interest is that he wants others to also become happy. And see, it's very unfortunate in this world, because we see that even though people are coming in touch with Krishna consciousness to some degree, whether it's through Harinam, whether it's through book distribution, or whether it's through other forms of preaching, many people don't seriously take up this process and accept the fruit of Krishna prem that's easily available. And in fact, there's so many distractions in this world. I remember Ramnath Swami was with one person, and that person said that in this world you have weapons of mass, not destruction, but distraction. Right? There's so many distractions in this world, right? There's so many movies, right, that you can every week there's about 10 different movies, and your time becomes consumed by watching different movies. Or if you walk around London, there's so many varieties of restaurants. And so in this way, there's so many ways of wasting time, and there's so many distractions. And if you think about it, in different periods of life, there's so many distractions. When you're young, right, people are engaged in, or kids are engaged in playing games, and this way they spend their time and they have no time for deeper truths. Or when they're older, you know, young guys are chasing young girls and young girls are chasing young guys. When you get a little older, you know, the focus is on about getting a career, establishing a family. When you're older, you know, you're worried about the kids and how to take care of the kids. And when you're old, you're just worried about health, and you're probably filled with regrets. So in this way, unfortunately, people miss the point of life. And so we have to do our utmost to help people understand that there is deeper meaning to life. And this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have this great privilege and benediction that we can be part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of compassion. And doing this, we will be recognized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada gives the example of the farm boy during wartime. Because it's an emergency, sometimes he may be requested to perform the duties of a soldier. But he's a farm boy. Making this sacrifice, he becomes recognized by the government. He may receive an award. So in the same way, by us making this sacrifice and taking this position of being an instrument of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's compassion, we can also receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll stop there, just a few points on this topic that come to mind. I don't know if anyone has any comments or questions or thoughts.
Krishna, it's a question from the internet. Why do we worship Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip mood instead of Sannyas mood, since this traveling Sannyas mood seems more magnanimous?
One perspective is, see, in one sense, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home in essence. Just as like Krishna's home is Vrindavan, it's actually described, I was reading how, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, he takes sannyas from Keshava Bharti, right? Keshava Bharti gives him sannyas. And I don't know where I was looking at it, but if you look at the picture of when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, everyone's crying. Everyone's, you know, because they know that now we're going to experience separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to leave and travel as a sannyasi. And even for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was a sacrifice because it meant he would leave his associates. It's described that Keshava Bharti, according to the Gaura Gunadipikesh, he's actually a Kura. So just as when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, Akura is instrumental in making this happen, and then Krishna leaves and goes to Mathura and eventually to Dwarka. So in the same way, Keshava Bharti performs this role, just as Akura performs the role for Krishna in Vrindavan, or taking Krishna out of Vrindavan. So my understanding is that just as we worship Vrindavan Krishna, we also worship particularly Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, and those pastimes. Whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he leaves, you know, does he ever leave Navadvip? And when he does leave, is it an expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I've never read any specific Shastric reference for that. But you can understand the correlation and the similarity between that. I don't, Mulipur, you want to add anything to that? Okay. But yeah, as you see on the altar, Gornitai, they have Lord Chaitanya as a Grihastha, has long hair, like the hippies, maybe. Prabhupada says that in one place, but yeah.
You explain that answer very well, but there is another perspective given from one of the devotees. I'd just like to share here with your permission.
Yes, please.
It said that, you know, the devotees wanted to see the Lord in his pleasant mood. They don't want a Lord suffering or Lord going through the pain and suffocation. And the sannyasi, as a sannyasi, he was following stringent rules to establish how the sannyasi is supposed to lead the life. So devotees usually wanted to take a pleasure when the Lord is enjoying or in a jubilant mood. So the Navadvip mood is more of a jubilant than the sannyasi mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the reason devotees prefer to worship him in the Navadvip mood. That's the another perspective I hear from a devotee.
Which devotee?
He's from Bombay.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. I want to add something.
Please.
I would like to introduce this Prabhuji. He's Revati Nandan Prabhu and his classmate of Radhesham Prabhu and Gaurang Prabhu in the old days of Chopati.
IIT.
Yeah, IIT. So, if all the devotees don't know. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Introduce the Panchatattva mantra, the chanting of Panchatattva mantra before chanting japa.
Anyone know? Who introduced the Panchatattva mantra before chanting the Hare Krishna mantra? Do you know? It's like a quiz.
I think the concept of worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the blessings before approaching Krishna, that's overall, it's given by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. First, by Lord Gauranga's mercy, we can approach Krishna. So based on that principle, I can only speculate that Bhaktisiddhanta, or that we need further investigation, actually, the formula of now, Krishna's Kaviraj gave us the Panchatattva Mahamantra. So I would say, without further investigation, it was Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami who gave us this direction to chant the names of Lord Gauranga before we chant the names of Lord Krishna. But it would take a bit more study to exactly find out.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good question. So someone has to, whoever would like. Volunteers, take further study to find out. It's also one thing that comes to mind is that also it's mentioned in that section that that even it's not proper just to worship Gauranga, one has to worship the Panchatattva, not just Gauranga separately, but the entire Panchatattva has to be worshipped. And generally speaking, these procedures and we understand them from the acharyas, you know, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajana yena gatasapanta. So probably somewhere in the line of acharyas this mantra has been put together. Perhaps it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita as well. I'm not sure though. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nittai go premanande hari hari bo. Do we have scores? Any scores in the prayer? Okay. While we get the scores and the prayers, if there's any volunteers to help serve Prasad from the Mataji side, 1, 2. Okay. Anyone from the Prabhu side to help serve Prasad? Anyone to help serve Prasad? No one. 1, 2. And anyone to help clean the temple room after Prasad? Thank you, Yogi. And anyone else to help Yogi? Sasha, thank you. Okay. And, so one score from yesterday. First we'll do the shop scores. So there were 6 books distributed in a shop for 239 lakshmi points. And from the street, Bhakta Lori collected 63 lakshmi points, distributed 25 small books, 15 medium books for 13.75 Dear Sri Sri Radha Lameshwara, Jagannath Baladev and Shubhadra, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, and Giri Govardhan.